Ray Kugel reporting. Possible direct Kremlin link to Ukraine invasion. The editor of a leading independent Russian newspaper says he plans this week to publish what purports to be an official Kremlin strategy document outlining Russia's 2014 invasion of Ukraine. Novaya Gazeta editor Dmitry Muratov says the document appears to have been prepared weeks before Ukraine's pro-Russian president Viktor Yanukovych was driven out of office in February of 2014, following weeks of anti-government protests in Kiev. Meanwhile, two people were killed Sunday in a bomb blast in the Ukrainian-held city of Kharkiv, as government supporters there and elsewhere marked the one-year anniversary of the overthrow of former Mr. Yanukovych, the president. Authorities say at least 10 others were wounded. A young girl killed herself and at least five others Sunday in the latest suicide bomb in the northeastern part of Nigeria. That's where government troops are battling insurgents from the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram. Witnesses described the girl as being no more than 8 years old and said she set off the bomb at a checkpoint at a market in Potiskum, where phones are sold and repaired. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Militants loyal to the Islamic State group are claiming responsibility for bombing the empty residence of Iran's ambassador to Libya. No one was wounded Sunday in the central Libya attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Iranian counterpart ended an almost two-hour meeting in Switzerland Sunday. The talks, which will resume Monday, are an attempt to reach a deal on Iran's nuclear program by a March 31st deadline. Mr. Zarif says the main disagreement is a psychological difference. This is VOA News. Damascus is calling a Turkish military operation in northern Syria to evacuate dozens of troops and relocate a historically significant tomb, an act of flagrant aggression. The tomb and soldiers have been surrounded by Islamic State forces. Dorian Jones reports.
Hundreds of soldiers, supported by nearly 100 tanks and armored vehicles, along with fighter jets, traveled nearly 30 kilometers into Syria, but no clashes were reported. The forces returned to Turkish territory Sunday. One soldier died in what was described as an accident. He said Turkish forces took control of an area of Syria, raising the Turkish flag, where Suleiman Shah will later be transferred. Under a 1921 treaty with Syria, Turkey claims a small part of Syrian territory for a mausoleum for Suleiman Shah, which is protected by Turkish soldiers. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. Homeland Security chief says authorities are taking seriously a threat made by Somali-based Islamist militants against Western shopping malls. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson was reacting to a video released by al-Shabaab terrorists appearing to call for attacks on shopping areas. The terrorist threat specifically mentioned shopping areas in the United States, Canada, and Britain. Among them was the Mall of America in the Upper Midwest. In the U.S. state of Minnesota, the area is home to a sizable Somali immigrant population. The Australian government plans to monitor social media in an attempt to combat terrorist propaganda on the Internet. Government officials say the effort will help identify and dismantle online messages of hate from groups such as Islamic State. Bill Mercer has more. Leaders in Greece worked busily Sunday on a package of economic reforms to present to their European creditors as part of an agreement to extend the Athens bailout for a period of 4 months. The lenders gave Greece until Monday to present proposals that are aimed at reviving the country's faltering economy and cutting government spending in exchange for renewal of the almost $300 billion in loans set to expire this coming week. Police in the Maldives have arrested the former president, Mohamed Nasheed. He is accused of illegally detaining a senior judge more than 3 years ago when he was in power. Mr. Nasheed was arrested at his home Sunday in Malé, the capital of the Indian Sea archipelago. And the new U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter visited southern Afghanistan Sunday to review plans to withdraw U.S. troops from the country within 2 years. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.